Jhené and Golic Jr., the podcast.
Ooh, I've heard it three times now, and my heart is still beating so fast at this point. And that's not just because for anyone watching on ESPN News, I have to hold up my own broken microphone. It is Jhené and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio, ESPN News. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Mike Golic Jr., Jhené Egbuamuke, hour number three here on the show. And Jhené, you know what? Like, we're talking about being energy, right?
Yes.
We want to be everyone's shot of adrenaline on their ride home. We want to take everyone inside the locker room. You're still a current WNBA player. I'm a former college football player, so we got that. We want to take people down into the locker room every chance.
Former college football star. Yes, we do want to take you in the locker room, and we want to keep your energy up.
We do. And so to do all of that, we thought one Egbuamuke is good, two might be better. So joining us now on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line, you guys might know her as WNBA champion,
what?
Former league MVP, Nneka Egbuamuke, joining us here on the Shell Pennzoil Performance
what?
Line. Most importantly, big sister of our very own Jhené. Nneka, how are you?
What?
Hello. I'm Nneka? Doing well, thank you.
Oh, my gosh. I'm like, I never cried. I'm going to cry.
I was going to say, Jhené's father, Jhené and Nneka's father, Pete, flew out to L.A. just to be with Jhené for their first show. We got tears here on Jhené and Golic Jr. So, Nneka, you are the president of the WNBA. You are a big sister. And you guys get to play each other. You guys are teammates on the L.A. Sparks. Obviously, Jhené is not inside the bubble. So, I got to ask you, any advice for going to work with your sister like you guys get to do now as teammates?
You know what? Just make sure that you can get a word in. That's all. That's all I got to say.
We've been
but to be real though, like, I just wanted to say, Jhené, we're very proud of you. We know how much you work to get to this point. You're representing not just our family, but so many people out there that, you know, that maybe didn't think they could do something like this. And so it's just really great to be able to be on your first show.
Oh my gosh. Nneka texted me during the break and I was like, what? She's basically was probably planning the surprise thing. Like, what is going on? Trying to act like she didn't know. Oh my gosh. Thanks, Nneka.
I was like, oh my gosh, I was like, dang it, I missed you.
The perfect setup in all of this. We're talking to WNBA PA President Nneka Egbuamuke with us, member of the LA Sparks inside the bubble right now. And Nneka, obviously, we got you here to celebrate Jhené's first day, our first day here on the new show on Jhené and Golic Jr. But we'd be remiss if we didn't ask you some questions about life inside the bubble. And so you were so instrumental in putting this together. You and Jhené and so many with the Players Association worked so hard to make this a possibility. From what you've seen so far, how are you gauging the results of all that hard work inside the WNBA bubble?
You know, if it's anyone that can tell you how hard it was to get to this point, it's definitely Jhené. It's probably the hardest thing that I've had to do professionally, you know, being a part of orchestrating this. But I'm very grateful to be here. I'm grateful to be a part of the WNBA, a part of a league that not only displays some high performance on the court, but as you very well know, some very loud voices in our community, both nationally and globally. And it's just really nice to be kind of in a situation where you have all players in the same place. And I'm just grateful to be a part of it. And I'm grateful to be healthy and safe. And I continue to hope that for everybody in here. And I hope that you guys are enjoying watching us play and amplify our voices.
Nneka, I'm so mad at you because you know how much I love putting on makeup. And now I have to get a box of Kleenexes. And I'm like patting my face. You know, my eyes get red. I can't believe you're here. I mean, this is just a great surprise. I have to give the reins to Golic Jr. because I'm in my feelings.
I was going to say, everyone watching on ESPN News is watching Jhené with the box of
tissues. I always tell people I'm a thug. Like, I never cry.
Those are thug tears. Don't anyone get this twisted right now. Jhené and Golic Jr. is presented by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who save with Progressive save over $750 on average. Call or click today and find out if we could save you hundreds on your car insurance right now. Very emotional. Nneka coming on the show with us right now. Again, Nneka Egbuamuke, member of the LA Sparks, WNBA champion, league MVP, with us here on Jhené and Golic Jr. Nneka, you mentioned, too, everything that you've gone through and everything you guys represent as voices for so many causes. We've heard everyone saying her name, talking so much about the social justice causes that were a big part going into the bubble. What's it mean to you guys to be at the forefront of so much of the change that we see in society?
Oh man, this is our MO. You know, as a player in the WNBA, and you know, as people who have followed us, this is what we do, and we represent what we do in how we play and how we are off the court. And so, for us to be able to dedicate this season to say her name and to amplify our voices on causes that we've always spoken out about, our movement has found its moment, and we're really hoping that we're inspiring, we're creating awareness, we're educating not just ourselves but our communities as well. And you know, we're leading in ways that can be so much more impactful than just playing basketball.
No question about that. Leading has always been clearly a part of who you guys are in all this, but you've also been leading on the court. Your team's on a 4-game winning streak right now. You are actually returning to play inside the bubble. So how has the adjustment been getting back on the court and trying to play hoops in this situation?
I got to tell you, you know, I was probably ready to run a 4x2 than play basketball because we were doing so much training at home. My little sister, Erica, was training with me. Chene and Olivia trained with me every once in a while. They said that what I was doing was a little too intense, but it was really good to have a ball in my hand and come out here. And to be honest, you know, with everything going on in the world, for me personally, basketball is certainly an outlet at this point. You know, it's less about the production and more about the togetherness and being a part of a team. And I'd have to say that Coach Fisher has definitely planted that seed since last year. And we're seamlessly kind of, you know, trying to create that chemistry to have just a really special season this year.
Yes, Coach Derek Fisher, one of a kind. And I've been having so much fun watching you guys play. I know I wish I was out there winning a championship with you, Nick. But I know you surprised me. You really caught me off guard. You really caught me off guard. Now, NECA, did you get your surprise I finally sent in the bubble? I've been looking for like 100 zillion things to try to send you. Have you checked the mailbox or no?
I haven't received it yet.
Okay,
I don't think.
Just look at the mailbox later today. I also have a surprise for Junior as well. Oh. But NECA, this is the thing. NECA knows me better than anyone else. She knows I hate surprises. She always is the person that tells me that I hate surprises. So I'm going to tell you what's happening. And so for her to do this, this was extremely cruel, but it was very kind.
It was incredible. NECA, we were so excited to have you join the show for the
How
first day
How long did you
here.
Know, Junior?
Listen, I've known for a while. We were listen, real G's moving silence like lasagna, Chene, all right? We've been working at this one. So, NECA, we really appreciate your time. Thanks for helping us surprise your sister.
Oh,
I'm excited
gosh.
To go to work with her every day. And best of luck to you on the rest of your time inside the WNBA bubble.
Calling you right
Thank
after
you.
This.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Congrats, Steve.
You're in trouble after this.
WNBA superstar NECA Ogwumike joining us on the
gosh.
Show. Penzo Performance Line. We got you good, huh, Chene?
That was too good. You guys don't understand. I do not cry ever. Ever, but this was a big day, and I was like, where's NECA at? Like, I know she knows. She posted it yesterday, and then she called me in the middle of the show. She played that off so smooth.
She did. Listen, this is what siblings. She does. This is why she's the best. You know what that is, NC? This is what I realized, one of the very few things that NECA and I have in common, because,
what?
As I mentioned, she's also a number one overall pick like you, president of the Players Association, champion, league MVP, is we are the oldest siblings, and so we kind of understand how to go about all this stuff. We're good planners. We're good at executing, trying to make life better for you guys. So.
Too good at it. I couldn't even, like, focus that whole segment. I was like, what in the world?
We will give you time to collect yourself right now here.
Thank you.
And we will get back to discussing the rest of what's going on in the world of sports, because we had big news leading into today from the NFL. The Washington football team has appointed Jason Wright as the president of their team, the first African-American team president in NFL history. What does that mean, and what are we supposed to do with that going forward? We'll hit that next before Jason joins us here on Chene and Golic Jr. on ESPN Radio and ESPN News.
Chene and Golic Jr., the podcast.
I think we're all getting our composure back here.
Sometimes you laugh, sometimes you cry. That's what Drake just said, baby.
And that's what happened in our last segment here. Chene and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. And Chene, had your big sister, NECA, just join us in that last. Are you good now? You busted out the tissues? We had some thug tears cried out here. Are you good?
I am fine now. You guys just really caught me off guard. That was really sweet. Like, NECA knows everything that's going on in my life, obviously. And so yesterday she posted about the show. I'm like, okay, cool. Today I haven't really talked to much of my family because I'm, like, locked in trying to get ready to go. And so I talked to my mom, my dad's here, my agent Allison, Josh here, literally in the other room, all supporting. Family, little sister Chisom called. Aram, the youngest, of course, didn't call, but she'll call me after probably. And then I'm like, where's, you know, NECA, she has a day off, so normally NECA would like say something. And so she calls in the middle of the show, and I'm like, she should know I'm on. Like, hello, it's a big day. First day of the radio show. And so to have her surprised, she knew exactly what she was doing. She always does this. And she perfected it too well because, like, I never cry. I pride myself on, like, being locked up. So congrats to you, Junior, for facilitating that. And producer Shannon and the whole crew for facilitating that. You will never see me cry again unless I get married or something like that.
Like I say, yes. What challenge accepted, and we'll get in plenty more of that now, as we go along with
gonna
the show.
I'm going to return the favor. My goal is now to make you cry.
You know what? That is very easy, as everyone saw a couple of Fridays ago from me. So, Janae and Golick Jr. here. We've obviously really loved getting the family involved around here. That's exactly what we want this show to be, is a great family environment going forward. But we've also got, being in this time of day, every Monday through Friday on ESPN Radio, a lot of news that breaks, a lot of things that are changing right now. And we saw big change in the NFL, Cheney. Jason Wright was named the president of the Washington football team right now. He becomes the first African-American team president in NFL history right now, which is a lot of things. But I want to get your reaction. You're a black woman. We talked with NECA about you guys being on the forefront of so much in social change in the WNBA. When I say that to you, first black president in league history for the NFL, what does that mean to you?
I think I have mixed emotions because I'm very happy for him, but it's 2020, and to be at the point where we're saying first is sort of like humbling. And even myself, I didn't even really acknowledge it much until like now we have the show. It's great, but being the first black woman hosting ESPN, a national radio show, like, you want to come and people to recognize you for your knowledge and your talent doing the job and not necessarily anything else. And for him to now, you know, as we saw earlier on First Take through that interview, he said, look, we've got the right people in the right places. And I'm glad that we're now seeing that diversity is sort of secondary to talent or to, you know, what you bring to the table. It just so happens that I am X, Y, or Z. And I understand that, like, it speaks to my soul. And I think there are many criticisms when it pertains to football of the Washington football team, right? But Dan Snyder, the owner of the team, has made it a real priority to, you know, promote diversity. We know that through Ron Rivera, who became the only the third Latino to become a head coach in the NFL back when he was hired by the Panthers in 2011. But since the hiring in Washington, Jennifer King, a full year coaching intern, became the first full-time black female coach in the league. Julie Donaldson, senior vice president of media, became the first woman to be a regular member of an NFL radio broadcast booth last month. And the team's social media, senior social media director and manager, I hope I get her name right, Astacia Williams, is also a black woman. So now you're seeing, obviously there's so many criticisms when it comes to football and the play and the recent history. But now I think we finally feel like Washington is moving in a great direction where representation matters, not just when it comes to the players. It's also, you know, in personnel in the front office. And to me, that is what amounts in success, you know, giving people opportunities that you normally would not, and it's not fair. And now we are in this situation in the world where we look to our left and we look to our right, and we're seeing each other with, you know, open eyes. No longer are these issues that have been happening in society hidden in plain sight. They are right here, front and center, and the right people are getting the right jobs, and that's why it feels good. It feels right, even though it feels like it's taken way too long.
Yeah, and I think that's it. I think for a lot of people, the circumstances that got us here, the pressure that we know that organization has been under, for a lot of the ugliness that had gone on there internally with the treatment of employees, I think makes some people a bit uncomfortable about how we got here, but there's no mistaking that it is important. Again, we're going to talk to Jason Wright, Washington football team president, here in about 10 minutes on all of this. And you mentioned Astacia. If you're not following her on Twitter to begin with, outside of just the team account,
I'm going to do that right
riot.
Now.
Make sure that happens. But Joe Theismann, former Washington quarterback, was on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin this morning and talked about, you mentioned Ron Rivera and Jason, what they mean for everything that's changing around the Washington football team.
I think that, you know, what Dan has done is he's got a guy in Ron Rivera that he, you know, it's a football operation. You choose the players, you set the culture, you do these things. On the other side of it with Jason now, there's a business aspect of it. It's a young mind. He hired a very, very good person. He hired a smart person. He hired somebody who I think can take this football team in the direction that they want this football team to go in. And that's what I'm excited for Jason.
Chinay and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio, ESPN News. Mike Golic Jr. and Chinay Agumake here. And Chinay, I think that's the biggest difference. As he mentioned, Daniel Snyder hiring the right people. But we've seen Daniel Snyder go out and spend a lot of money on players, go out and bring in coaches, but rarely have we seen him empower them in a way that matters. And I think that's always been the difficulty, is putting those people in place and then letting them work. And that's the fear here. And what I'm very interested to talk to Jason about is what kind of sense he's already gotten that he got during the hiring process for how much power he's actually going to have in there. Ron Rivera right now makes the football decisions in there. Daniel Snyder tends to meddle in those things in a way that ultimately ends up problematic. And as you know, being in a position is one thing, but having the ability to actually affect change and affect meaningful change in that spot is a completely different one at times.
It really is. And I think when you think about personnel on a team, everyone, like, this is one thing I love about sports. Sports is a meritocracy, right? So everyone on the floor or anyone on the field or in the pool that's competing, it does not matter what you look like. It's literally your results, what you produce. And so now I think we're leveling the playing field, not just for the athletes and also hopefully the coaches with, diversity. But now this is a prominent man being put forward, by the team to say, guess what? What has been happening in the past is not working. And we are bringing your acumen and your perspective that is different to move us forward. I think that's the whole point. Like, staying on autopilot is never great unless you're probably the Patriots, right? Like, where you have a system that's built for success. But now when you're really trying to build from the foundation, you really have to reevaluate. And right here, I think there's been a lot of conversations over the course of the last few months with the team, with the name, with the owner, with the leadership. There have been a lot of questions. Finally, we've got one answer. I know we ridiculed the name, the Washington Football Team, right? But now we've got one answer, and I think it's been overwhelming in the support of someone that is doing something differently through looking different, And I just think this is a win-win scenario for building a foundational future.
Absolutely, and we'll see. Again, this is talk about it. We want the Washington Football Team and that organization to be about it. And so coming up next, we will talk to Jason Wright and see what kind of power he expects to have and what he wants to do with his new position with the Washington Football Team going forward. That's next here on Chinay and Golic Jr. on ESPN Radio.
Chinay and Golic Jr., the podcast.
It's Chinay and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio, ESPN News. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Getting set to talk to new Washington Football Team president Jason Wright here on the show. But Chinay, we were talking before about the gravity of this decision. Before we get there, I want to update everybody on what's going on in the NBA real quickly. We got our quadruple header here on ESPN. We had Denver taking down Utah earlier in the day, 135-125 in overtime. We got Toronto giving buckets to Brooklyn right now. They're up 20 in the fourth quarter. This one, I mean, it's been like that since the first half, so this one's done been over. 6:30 Eastern, tipping off Philadelphia and Boston, getting ready to go on ESPN. And then 9 o'clock Eastern, Dallas and the Los Angeles Clippers. You can hear that coverage starting at 8:30 Eastern on ESPN Radio as well there. So lots going on in there. The NBA playoffs getting going and getting off. But, Chinay, we talked about in the NFL the significance of the first black team president in NFL history. And it's one of those situations. I saw Bomani Jones tweeting about this earlier. When you're 100 years into something like the NFL and you're a league whose player group is as diverse as theirs has been for a while now, it feels strange to maybe celebrate or give them credit for a first like this, especially Washington knowing their organization. But I can't discount that it's significant for everyone else to see, all right, this is possible. Someone's the first through this. And for everyone that's coming up next to see this is possible. Some young person right now that might look up and see Jason Wright and all of a sudden believe, hey, I can do this too in a way that just wasn't seen before, quite literally.
Absolutely. One of my favorite sayings is you cannot be what you cannot see. And when you are put in a position of power, which is great, and put there because of your merit and talent and not just by being friends or just because of old traditions, this is the direction that society is moving towards. And I just feel like, obviously, the Washington Football Team, when it comes to football, there have been a lot of questions, especially with the name, and now we're transitioning to actually getting football back soon. Now having the leadership in place, leadership that represents and reflects the world that we live in, and it's not just at the top. We mentioned the list of other women involved that are now people of color that are coming in and having a seat at the table. It's not just appointing one person, but it's opening the door for many. And a lot of people don't realize it. It's like, sort of like, why do we have to do this? It's because you're missing on perspectives that could actually amount to success. When you're stuck on autopilot, going through the same monotony every day, sometimes you need a refresh, and this is a great refresh to have.
This is a great refresher. Chinay Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio, and we are delighted now to be joined by Jason Wright, the new president of the Washington football team. Jason, how are you? We appreciate the time.
Of course. It's my pleasure to be on. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely, and congratulations on being named team president. We know the first African-American team president in NFL history, and I'm curious for you, with this organization, Washington's going through everything with the name change right now. Obviously, there are a lot of questions about the in-house culture after the team report that came out documenting some very ugly incidents there. So I'm curious, how much trepidation was there on your part as you went through this hiring process?
Oh, man, I just brushed it all off. No big deal. No, of course, there was fear and trembling in thinking about this. But ultimately, I saw these as opportunities. And I saw them as opportunities because of the conversations that I had with the Snyders in the lead up to being offered and accepting this role. You know, we could have talked about business processes and policies and all sorts of stuff like that. But we talked about culture and values. They used words like inclusive culture, transparent culture, you know, trust, openness. And then I heard Coach Rivera espouse the same things. And we had open dialogue about what that actually meant to put in an organization. We brainstormed together. And by the end of it, you know, we'd shared past failures, ways that we wanted to change. And we had a level of understanding that made us excited to work together. And so that changed the lens on all of this for me. They went from, you know, big obstacles that are still very difficult and things that are going to be challenging for us to take on, but they look like opportunities for me to unlock the great talent that exists on the business side by getting our culture right, by establishing a new identity that's a better way of us facing the community and the external world by having a new brand and name that embodies that. I mean, there's so much opportunity here.
Jason, what you mentioned about opportunity and responsibility, I remember the quote, a great one said, "With great power, there must also come great responsibility." I know what it's like to feel pressure in a seat where they're not necessarily accustomed to you being there, speaking quite generally. Do you feel pressure in this moment? I loved your appearances all over national television, and I'm glad that finally now, you know, you can see someone you can be for a lot of people in, speaking of Washington, like the inner city. So
yeah,
do you
feel
pressure, and how are you responding to it in this moment?
Well, I think most folks who are, you know, the only or whatever in their environment, whether you be a woman, whether you be LGBTQ plus, a minority, whatever it is, there's a little bit of like, you're the representative of everybody. But I think that's a little unfair, right? Because nobody else feels that. So that pressure is certainly there. I'd be lying if it weren't there. But I'm doing the same thing now that I did as a player when I experienced pressure, a big game, a playoff game, or whatever it is. I take a deep breath and I just focus on the fundamentals, the things that got me there, you know, what depth I line up at, how I take my steps, my hand placement and pass blocking, you know, the timing in which I need to get out in the screen pass. Those are fundamentals that make you successful on the field. It's the same thing in business. It's just a different set of things. It's be fact-based and data-driven. Listen a ton. Listen to everybody. Lead with empathy. Establish transparency and measure what matters. Like, I have some business fundamentals that in a moment that feels much bigger than me in magnitude allow me to focus on what matters. And that's going to allow us to transform the organization, I think, bit by bit.
Talking to Jason Wright, president of the Washington football team, as he mentioned, former NFL running back, and in his Twitter bio states, huge dork and lame dad, Northwestern, Chicago Business School alum.
I assumed he got the Spider-Man reference.
Yes. I think
yes. Oh, 100%.
All on the same page on that one. And you mentioned your business background. You were a partner at McKinsey, and while you were there, you had some pretty bold ideas about ways to improve minority hiring practices. And I'm curious, with your position now, how much of that and what are your plans looking like for that position when it comes to involving more minority faces and voices in this process?
Yeah, I think what underpins, you know, all the push on diversity, equity, and inclusion in corporate America and the global corporate sphere is that the best talent is equally distributed across everybody. And if you have that fundamental belief that everybody is equally capable and it's doled out in equal portion, then when we don't see representation across all those groups, then it means we're missing out on the best talent. and some of the things that I've talked about before in my research and things like that are ways to surface the best talent that we're missing for a variety of reasons. And, you know, I'd look at the decisions that the Snyders have made over the last period of time for the Washington football team, and I'd say some of those barriers are falling. And it'll be on, you know, for me to examine how we look on the business side of the house to make sure we have the best talent. And I have the feeling that we actually have great talent already, and it's about unlocking it through transforming the culture so that we get the creativity, the fan engagement, you know, the next generation fan experience, stuff that we need that's going to expand the value of the franchise.
I'm curious, Jason, as well, in looking at this, so much has been talked about. Daniel Snyder, as an owner, has been someone that has at times been around and been involved in some people's opinions too much. And we've been critical, I've been critical, of his role in micromanaging a lot of the organization. As you talked with him, as you talked with Ron Rivera, how much power and responsibility are they going to entrust you with? Do you feel like you're going to be given the space to actually go out and do these things on the business side, and if there is any involvement with the football side directly as well?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, Coach Rivera is, you know, a seasoned, experienced, and incredibly accomplished coach. And I know he wasn't stepping into a role where he was going to be micromanaged. And that has proven true for him. And I asked him that point blank, right? And he affirmed what I'd heard from Dan, that it is about giving us the autonomy to lead and drive and shape these organizations and their future the way we want. And I absolutely have that same autonomy on the business side. There are no restrictions on the decisions that I'm able to make for the organization. And I'll, of course, be doing those in concert with all the great people and the expertise that exists in the organization. But, you know, there's also something here. You know, Dan's a smart dude. He didn't become a billionaire on accident. He didn't inherit his money. There are areas where, you know, his expertise and input are actually really helpful, and I'm happy to have those. I'm happy to have those as well. But to your second point of your question, I've got nothing to do with the football side. That is absolutely Coach Rivera's wheelhouse. He makes all of those decisions. And it's my job on the business side to create the fan engagement, the fan experience, and all of those things that support the on-field product, which is what the guys are going to do between the lines, and I'm excited about what they're going to do this year.
Chinay Ngolick Jr. here on ESPN Radio, joined by Washington football team president Jason Wright on the Shell Penzoil Performance Line. And we've said Washington football team over and over. The name change has been a big story of this offseason. And so I'm curious, Jason, as you've gone through this process, have you been given any update or any timetable on what the status and plans are for the team name going forward?
Yeah, this is one of the things I've loved as I've started to get up to speed. Technically, I don't start till Monday, but, you know, the drip of information has begun. I'm really excited about the process that the team has stood up. It's one that is focused on engaging all of the folks related to the club, players, staff, sponsors, but most importantly, the fans. This is going to be an open, community-driven process to not just establish a new name, but establish a new identity. And identity is so much deeper than that for me. It's not just a logo or what we're going to put on uniforms. It's actually going to inform the way we engage with the community. It's going to inform the way that we design the next generation fan experience. It's going to inform the way that we treat each other within the organization. It will embody the history of the franchise in the right ways, and it will embody the area in which we're located. It should do all of those things. And so as we launch, it's going to be this collaborative process, and it's going to take some time. And it's going to take some time. I think the team did an incredible job to get the Washington football team brand out there, and it's, you know, in the state that it's in and what we're going to be in for the time being. And it's now time to pivot and take that real deep look at what we're going to be for the foreseeable future.
Incredible stuff, Jason. We're really looking forward to seeing what you do on the job there as president of the Washington football team. Congratulations and best of luck.
Congrats.
Thank you so much, y'all.
Again, Jason Wright with us here on Chinay Ngolick Jr., president of the Washington football team. Our own ESPN NFL reporter, Jason Reed, tweeted out earlier, let me throw this out there. We may very well be looking at the first black NFL commissioner.
Look,
listing his background. Only 38 years old, Northwestern grad, MBA from University of Chicago Business School, partner at McKinsey, and now president of the Washington football team. No pressure, right, Chinay?
No pressure, but co-sign and retweet that. I'm a fan already.
Absolutely. All right, coming up next, we got to ask the question as the NBA playoff action rolls along. Are the Lakers in trouble against Dame? And can everyone keep that same energy? We'll do that next. It's Chinay Ngolick Jr.
Chinay Ngolick Jr., the podcast.
I'll keep it 100% real with you guys. I've been working with a broken microphone for about an hour and a half now, And Chiney has somehow managed to carry me across the finish line here. It is Chiney and Golic Jr. on ESPN Radio.
Wait, I'm going to interrupt.
News. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Finish the read. You know, presented by Progressive Insurance.
All that good stuff. Thank you to all of our guests that have joined us over the course of today. J.J. Redick, Mina Kimes, Danny Green, Jason Wright, and, of course, Nneka Ogwumike, Chiney's sister, popping by, making her cry.
Okay, I need you to check your email right now. Can you? I know you are using one hand, or is it two? Two hands? Do you have something in your inbox? Surprise,
look at that.
Surprise.
Wow.
What do you have in your inbox?
I got a Chipotle gift card from one Chiney Ogwumike right now in there. Chiney Sturton, I mentioned. Chiney is a Chipotle legend around there. Chipotle gold card legend, and has gifted me with some blessings in here. So thank you, Chiney. Tears for you and food for me. It seems appropriate.
Our friends at Chipotle were wishing us good luck. And so, yes, in return, they sent you a gift card. So thank you, Chipotle. That's what I'm eating in about 20 minutes. So.
There we go. I was going to say, I think that's what we're going to have in common post-show. You're doing this from Los Angeles. I'm doing this from Bristol. But we will both be united
at Chipotle
in some
right after.
Delicious Chipotle. That's great energy we want to keep around here. And thank you to everyone that's joined us today, Chiney and Golic Jr. We're going to be here every Monday through Friday, 4 to 7 p.m. Eastern. You can download the podcast. All 3 hours will be up there for everyone to check out. But we said we want to be a jolt of energy. We want to take people down to the locker room. We got to do that today with Danny Green. We got to do that with J.J. Redick. And now we want to keep that same energy going forward today. So without further ado, Cliff, let's hit it.
For me, the energy level was really high there.
You could be down on there and feel that energy.
You could just sense it. There was a tremendous amount of energy.
The energy
with Chiney and Golic Jr.
is incredible. It really is.
Keeping that same energy with good news in Washington after having Jason Wright, the first black president in NFL history, about time. Just join us on Chiney and Golic Jr. Keep that same energy, Alex Smith. Alex Smith has been cleared for football activities. Alex's wife, Elizabeth, posted the video where he and his family, you know, sort of sprayed him with champagne. It was cool. Now, he broke his tibia and fibula in 2018, had a crazy infection, 17 surgeries. This man was facing amputation. So watching him celebrate being able to return to the field was a beautiful thing. Also, would like to slide in. Travis Kelce just got paid, 4-year, $58 million contract. But also keeping that same energy. You know how we always, you know, after we get paid, we get like cars, homes, blings after the big deal. Travis Kelce bought for the amazing kids he's seen grown up in the inner city of Kansas City a building that he is repurposing and calling the Ignition Lab. Bought for teens to study STEM, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. So keep that same energy, Travis Kelce, even though you disappointed me not so long ago, but we won't talk about that.
Ooh, all right. We might have beef with Travis Kelce, but no beef around that cause there. Incredible work by him. Incredible stuff. Doubt Alex Smith at your own risk at this point. What that man and his family have overcome already is incredible. Keep that same energy for me. How about school newspapers? The Daily Tar Heel with an editorial about the school's COVID response saying we all saw this coming, multiple clusters and outbreaks. Look at this scathing review. This editorial board recognizes the decision to transition away from in-person classes is one that ultimately lies with the Board of Governors, not the administration. However, Provost Bob Blue, university president and the rest of the administration are far too eager to attribute blame to parties other than themselves. Matters are rarely as complex as North Carolina makes them. The chancellor of a public university with a multi-billion dollar endowment is hardly powerless. Not now, not ever. And we saw that followed up by the announcement that University of North Carolina Chapel Hill will be moving to all online classes effective on Wednesday. So school papers keeping it ungodly real in this world of college athletics. We tried to keep it real today. I busted my head in the shower. I broke my microphone. But ultimately, feels pretty good. Day one, right?
Feels really good. One down, a lifetime to go.
Exactly.
Hey, partner.
Yeah. Let's open up. A lot in store. We'll keep you updated on everything that's going down. The NBA playoffs are still going on right now. Philadelphia and Boston are knotted up early. We'll have the Lakers in action to react to tomorrow and get ready for. How worried should they be about Dame? Stick with it. We'll be here at Chiney and Golic Jr. on ESPN Radio and ESPN News.
Thanks for listening to Chiney and Golic Jr. Make sure to subscribe, rate, and review. You can hear the show live weekdays at 4 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, and wherever you stream your audio.